Welcome to Storytime with Tutus and Tennis Shoes. This is a podcast where Black girl magic is always on the forefront. I look forward to enjoying lots of books and stories with you all. Don't forget, when you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Okay, Princess Squad, let's get started. Alrighty, Princess Squad. We are going to jump into a classic. Do you recognize the name Anansi? Well, we're going to see what he's getting into today. This story is called Anansi and the Magic Stick, and it is loosely based on a Liberian story called The Magic Hope. Readers will no doubt see similarities in this story to the story of the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Magic that gets out of control is a common theme in all cultures. Well, let's see what Anansi is doing. If you have the book in front of you, turn to the title page. And remember, this sound means it's time to turn the page. Anansi and the Magic Stick by Eric A. Kimmel, illustrated by Janet Stevens. It was a fine, bright day. All the animals were working in their gardens, all except Anansi the spider. Anansi lay in his front yard, fast asleep. Warthog, lion, and zebra came walking by. "Look at Anansi. He's so lazy," said Zebra. "His house is falling apart. His yard is full of trash. He wouldn't get out of bed if his house caught fire." "Anansi is so lazy, he falls asleep standing up," said the lion. "He's so lazy, moss grows on his head," Warthog added. Their noisy laughter woke Anansi. "Be quiet! I'm not lazy at all, I'm thinking. My mind is working hard." Anansi tapped on his forehead. The animals laughed even harder. Anansi walked away. "I don't have to listen to you. I'll find another place to sleep. Think. Anansi started walking down the road. Before he knew it, he had walked all the way to Hyena's house. Hyena lay in his hammock, fast asleep. His house was neat and tidy. His yard was beautifully planted with shrubs and flowers. "What is Hyena's secret?" Anansi wondered. "No one ever sees him working, yet his house always looks beautiful. I need to find out how he does it." Anansi hid behind a bush, watching and waiting. Hyena woke up. He noticed a pile of dust on the path. He spoke to a stick leaning against his porch. "Hocus pocus, magic stick. Sweep this dust up. Quick, quick, quick." As Anansi watched, the magic stick swept away the dust. And the dust was gone. Hyena said, "Abracadabra." Down fell the stick. Hyena leaned it back against the post and went inside his house. "That's just what I need," said Anansi. "If I had that magic stick, my house would be as beautiful as Hyena's. No one would laugh at me again." Anansi grabbed the magic stick and ran off as fast as his legs could go. He soon became tired. "Why am I carrying this stick? It can carry me." Anansi said the magic words just as he remembered them. "Hocus pocus, magic stick, carry me home now. Quick, quick, quick." The stick picked up Anansi and carried him along. When they arrived at Anansi's house, he said, "Abracanabra, cadabra, kaboom." The magic stick dropped Anansi on his head. "Ow," Anansi cried. "Next time, put me down gently, stick. There's lots of work to do. Get rid of this trash first," Anansi said the magic words. hocus pocus magic stick. Clean my yard up. Quick, quick, quick. The magic stick whirled round and round. It gathered all the trash and threw it over the fence into Lion's yard. Abracadabracadabra. Down fell the stick. Good job, stick. Next, my house. Hocus pocus, magic stick. Fix my house up. Quick, quick, quick. The magic stick whirled round and round. Wood and nails flew through the air. Bright pink paint splashed over the fence as Zebra came walking by. Anansi's house gleamed. So did Zebra. He was bright pink too. Abracadabracadabra! Down fell the stick. Now for my garden, Anansi said. Hocus pocus, magic stick. Plant and water. Quick, quick, quick. The magic stick whirled round and round. It dug up the dirt, throwing the weeds into the warthog's tomato patch. It planted seeds in neat straight rows. Then it began to water them. Anansi yawned. Watching all this work makes me tired. I need a nap. Keep watering, stick. Don't stop. Anansi laid down and went to sleep. The magic stick kept watering, watering, watering. The vegetables grew bigger, bigger, bigger. The water flowed across Anansi's yard and out the gate. A trickle at first, then a stream, then a flood, then a mighty river. Help! The animals cried. Help! Cried Anansi, waking up to find himself afloat in the middle of a raging river. He tried to make the water stop, but he couldn't remember the magic words. Canabra, cadabra, cadabra. Calabra, cazabra, cavabra. Cahabra, camambra, capabra. Nothing happened. The water kept flowing. Help! Cried Anansi. Hyena came drifting by. Hello, Anansi, he said. It's a nice day to be on the water. By the way, I'm looking for a magic stick. Have you seen it? A funny looking stick just came floating by, Anansi said. I can't see it now. It must be underwater. I think Crocodile ate it. Or else he's using it as a toothpick. I better get it back before he breaks it. Hyena leaned over the water and said, Hocus pocus, magic stick. No more magic. End of trick. Abra, canabra, cadabra. The river stopped flowing, leaving behind a wide lake. What are you going to do about this lake? The animals asked. There's nothing I can do, Hyena said. The lake is here, and here it stays. You'll have to learn to enjoy it. So they did. The animal built new homes on the lake shore. They swam, jumped, and played in the bright blue water. But someone was missing. Where was Anansi? Did the flood sweep him away? Did he tumble over a waterfall? Oh, poor Anansi, the animals sniffled, wiping away their tears. We'll never see him again. They were wrong. Anansi was far away on the other side of the lake, floating along in his new houseboat, sleeping all day and planning new tricks, which is just what Anansi does best. The end. So, did you think that this story resembled The Sorcerer's Apprentice? or any other story that you've ever heard of? Have you ever heard of a magic stick doing chores until it just goes out of control? Well, make sure you send me a message and let me know what you think. I'll talk to you later, Princess Squad.